figured, you know, there are going to be more people out there. So thank you for reaching out to him. Perfect.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah, so if you kind of first want to tell me a little bit about what you've done post-Grady. So, you know, after you graduated, what has your career kind of looked like so far?
Really quick, before we start, do you mind if I record? It's actually not a super long story. I got what you guys would now term an externship, but back then we termed it like I didn't know what I was doing. And so was out of school for like 6 months and then got an internship or whatever, but it was paid at Edelman Public Relations in Washington, D.C. And I think that they told me, it's kind of funny, like 10, 12 years after that, I still do some work with them because of that relationship. But like a long time after that, they told me at one point that they have like 24 slots for interns and they reserve like 8 or 12 of them for Grady people, which is kind of awesome.
Wow. And
I'm not saying that I'm going to take all the credit for that, but you know, I'm just saying, I think I was the first one.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And so that was pretty instrumental because I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I was a newspapers major. I'm that old. I graduated in December of 99. But I didn't really want to work in newspapers for whatever reason. But the thing that a Grady education really like gives you or gave me especially was like the ability to write and kind of write in different people's voices or write for different long form, short form, you know what I mean? Like all those assignments that you do, like the thing that you're doing now. And so the ability to write, it was underrated then and it's underrated now. After I did that, I did a special project for Edelman, and that basically ended on 9/11, as you can imagine. So I was like I didn't quite know what to do. I didn't really have any connections, but I met some people along the way. And I got, I just remember this, then Representative John Lewis's office told me, he's like, if you want to do a campaign, like this, like the whole 9/11 thing, like just won't stop, like, you know, the money go around for campaigns. And so she sent my resume to some people and I got a job with a fundraising company, and that sent me directly to doing campaigns. And so that was to Montgomery, Alabama. And I kind of left 2 or 3 times to go do other types of campaigns and stuff, and ended up just somehow always ending up back here. And in 2008, I ran the then mayor of Montgomery's campaign for Congress. And he was elected. And then kind of after that, a guy that wanted to replace him as mayor hired me. And then after that, I just formed Maori Consulting Group and have basically been what we call a general campaign consultant since 2009.
Okay, awesome. That's a really cool journey, and I think that's a cool perspective, on what Grady's taught you. I meant to ask this earlier. Is it okay if I record this call?
You know, it's funny. I was going to ask you if you wanted to record it, so yeah, it's great.
Okay, awesome. Perfect.
It makes it so much easier for you to refer back to and, like, not have to take shorthand notes and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Awesome. And we're kind of experimenting with how we want to do this, so I'm definitely going to be writing a little feature, but also there might be some audio elements included, so
awesome.
I'll kind of see how that works, but I figured it would be appropriate for a podcast feature, so we'll see how that goes.
And if we get through this and then you guys want to do the sort of the audio feature and you need to talk to me again, that's always fine too. You know, like just to let you know that I'm pretty accessible, or I try to be at least, especially to anyone representing our fine university.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Perfect.
Well, I'll tell you a funny aside is that, like, living in Alabama, and my wife went to Alabama, like, you don't know how much more it makes you like Georgia.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. That is funny. Wow.
Wow, Georgia people, I like you.
Oh, I love it. Good to hear. We'll go dogs.
Yeah, go dogs.
Awesome. So you're now in Montgomery. So what made you interested in starting a podcast? So where did it begin?
It actually began, this is the kind of the third iteration of it. And my co-host is a Georgia grad, but not a Grady grad as well. And we're both from Peachtree City, Georgia. We went to high school there and ended up at Georgia. And so we have been kind of like experimenting with this for a long time. As a matter of fact, before you could even distribute them or before Apple even had like a podcast feed, we did this thing in like 2005 or six. And we were always, you know, like, it's funny now because I'm not like a hot take machine, but back then, you know, I was younger and definitely like had a lot of takes. And, I was always worried about it, like affecting my career, you know? Because when something is new or different and it can be branded as weird, you know, your competitors might be able to use it against you. And so I was just always, and one thing when you represent people who have a public facing, you know, persona like a politician, you never want to be the story. And so I was always kind of worried about like, okay, what would this look like? And how do I navigate that? And so we kind of, you know, we did that for a while and then we stopped and then we did it again in like 2012 or 13. And then I had a second child and I was very knee deep in like running, you know, sort of growing my company. And again, I was just a little bit worried about, you know, being the story or whatever. And then in 2017, we had this real big Senate race over here, Doug Jones and Roy Moore. And I got my ugly mug on CNN like 40 times doing, you know, like talking about the race and commenting on it and stuff like that. And that's a huge boon to your, you know, to your like to your public brand or whatever. And so many people were, you know, I was not to toot my own horn. I think I was pretty good at it. They kept inviting me back. And it was like, okay, but then that ended and there was no like reason for me to be, you know, to keep coming on. But I wanted to still kind of have that energy and have that, like, you know, I'm a person who, you know, knows about these things kind of thing. And then sort of in the middle of this, there's several campaign consultant organizations, or really there's the AAPC, which is the American Association of Political Consultants, and there's Campaigns and Elections Magazine, which is sort of the mag. They're not affiliated, but you know, they're kind of like I don't know, like the SEC and the ACC or something, right? They're in the same industry, and so they have like you know, they have what do you like conferences and stuff, and so I would get invited to talk about issues that, you know, that come up in political campaigns, a lot of it having to do with like the divide with communications, you know, like should you go more TV, should you do more digital, should you do this, should you do that, like the effectiveness and the of polling, and you know, like how the polling industry works and stuff like that. And so every time that I would do that, someone would come up to me like, God, you know, Dave, you should write a book, or God, all the panels that you have are so funny. And so I really was looking for an outlet, you know, to kind of like push that side of my, you know, of my persona or whatever. And so then the pandemic hit and my friend Chris was like, all right, dude, we have the time. Like, we're going to do the podcast now. And, you know, you're just going to like suck it up and you're older and more mature and you kind of know, you know, how to navigate these problems a little bit better. And so that's really kind of how it came about.
Wow, that is awesome. So it really kind of started for, you know, the third time over quarantine. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And
at me being in Alabama and him being in Atlanta, and doing it over Zoom, and then like figuring out we actually use a different product called Riverside now, which just gives you more options in terms of like recording and how to get your guests on and stuff like ease of use stuff. But a lot of the stuff, you know, we said over quarantine, was working out the kinks of, you know, there's like when you use when you do this like through technology, there's like a latency issue, you know, like it is a little bit different than doing it live. And so we had to work out the kinks of trying not to talk over each other, and how does the sound work, and you know, can you put out a solid product? And so we did that for about 6 months, just me and Chris kind of talking about issues. And one thing that we decided we didn't want to do, we didn't want to talk about the pandemic, and we didn't want to talk about Donald Trump.
Right.
And not for political reasons, but because it's like, that's what everybody's talking about, and it's boring. And so then, like, I am a campaign consultant, so obviously, like, I was doing a lot of work during the fall, and we were still doing this every week. And then I was like, the original idea for this version was that I wanted to bring on guests from my industry and have them talk about both, you know, the challenges and the opportunities of the industry, but also their origin story. How did you get started? Because I think that one thing that we definitely figured out by doing this was that everybody has a story that's like kind of like mine. Well, sorry, most people have a story that's kind of like mine, in that like there's no one way into this business, and it's like you just kind of, you know, find your little in, and then if you have any propensity for it, you know, you meet a couple people and you just kind of like, you can move up the ladder pretty fast. And so that has been very interesting, sort of, you know, learning about these individuals' journeys or whatever.
Right. That is very cool. So what about specifically the podcasting medium has, like, would you say helped you the most professionally or been the most beneficial? So, you know, is it networking? Is it getting to have these guests come on? Is it, you know, growing your podcast, creating connection? Kind of how do you think that podcasting has become a big tool for you?
So this is an interesting question, because the answer for me is kind of twofold. One of them is confidence. I had kind of like had a little bit of a dip in business and was like feeling a little bit adrift because of the extreme partisanship, you know, between Republicans and Democrats. And I've just never really been like a super partisan. And so I was, you know, so I've like kind of felt like, I don't know, maybe a little isolated. And then of course, like, you know, you have the pandemic, and so that kind of makes things worse or whatever. But a friend of mine, another Georgia grad, told me, he said, Dave, you gotta look at this from that. And so I was worried about, sorry, let me back up a second. I was a little bit worried about asking guests to come on, because I didn't know if people would get it, you know?
Right.
And my friend said, you know, Dave, you have to look at it from the outside. You've gotten, you know, these awards from these campaigns, you know, I've got this Campaigns and Elections Rising Star Award, the American Association of Political Consultants 40 Under 40 Award, the Georgia 40 Under 40 Award. I was on CNN 50 times. He's like, get confident, stupid, you know?
Right.
He kind of like, you know, the proverbial like smack across the face of, you know, like, get your head in the game. And so the thing that really helped was it helped me kind of realize sort of my positioning within the industry, and then also it helped me realize that I can kind of get to anybody in terms of guests. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not just some dude with a podcast. You know, I have a public persona and positioning in my field that, you know, helps draw guests to it. And I'll give you a couple examples. One of them is, we recently had former U.S. Senator from Nebraska, Bob Kerrey, on. And he was like, I think he retired in 2000 or something. But he has the Medal of Honor. He and from Vietnam. He was a two-term U.S. Senator. He's on the 9/11 Commission. And I just, like, I saw this video of him one day. It's kind of bizarre. In 1988 election night, he won his first Senate race. And instead of, and I'll send you this if you want me to, it's kind of funny, instead of giving a victory speech, he gets up and sings a song. And it's really like super authentic and super vulnerable, but also really cool. And I just kind of became like really enamored with this video. And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna find his email and see if he'll come on and talk to me. And sure enough, he did. And then there's another guy named Bob Schrum, and Bob Schrum was like the super consultant of the 80s and 90s. Like, everybody on the Democratic side that was anybody, from like Ted Kennedy to Zell Miller to Bill Clinton and all these other people, John Kerry, Al Gore, all used him. And I just emailed him out of the blue and was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get this podcast off the ground, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and he came on. And so that's a long way of saying that one of the things that the podcast has brought to me is like a renewed confidence and a renewed sense of purpose. And then in terms of business, another guy that does that, that is a podcaster, had me on his show and we were kind of talking about it. And he said, you know, you don't necessarily think about it in terms of like you're getting your listening audience to hire you for what your day job is. He's like, think about the guests that you have access to. And now that is a way to drive business, is via the people that you have on the show. And that's kind of changed the way that I think about business generation.
Yeah, that is really interesting. That's very cool to hear.
I think that, you know, the other thing is that, you know, we're not, it's not the 1950s or even the 80s or whatever anymore. And so people, I think more people have a side hustle. I think more people have, are more open about like the quirks or the, you know, sort of more, off-center things that they're into. And that's not discouraged in the workplace as much anymore. And so, whereas for a long time early in my career, I was worried about like, you know, being, you know, kind of the weirdo sounding off on his podcast, now it's like a feature, not a bug.
Absolutely. So kind of looking to the future, do you hope that it remains kind of a side hustle, or would you be interested in doing this full time? Kind of what's your goal with that?
Were you in school when Justin Fields was there?
Yes, I was.
And Kirby kept saying the plan is there is no plan.
Yes.
And I know that didn't quite work out for us, okay? But the plan is there is no plan. And in the end, it's going to work out because we're going to win it all this year, okay? I just feel like we started it to give ourselves a creative outlet and, you know, a kind of a way to, frankly, to talk to people that we thought were cool or interesting. So we've had, like, you know, several best-selling authors on. Yesterday, we recorded with these guys that wrote this new book, Forget the Alamo, which is this book about, obviously, the Alamo. And then next week, we're having a guy named Sasha Isenberg on, who wrote a book called The Engagement, which is about the 30-year fight for gay marriage. And both of those books were on the New York Times list of 15 notable books for June. And so, like, the access that we're getting and sort of the growth that we're seeing makes me think that, you know, I can probably turn it into something. I just don't want to get ahead of myself.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, if you said, hey, what's your goal? My goal is to be, you know, sort of like, my ultimate goal would to be as big as Joe Rogan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because shoot for the stars, right?
Oh, for sure. That's awesome. And very, very cool.
One other thing that I'll emphasize is that, like, it's kind of funny. We've had several people on that are Georgia grads. We had Carter King from the Future Birds. We had a guy named Dan Judy on yesterday, who was he graduated in 2000, I think, and he's a Republican pollster. And so, like, one of the things that there's sort of several of us in the business that all have a Georgia connection, and it's kind of become this, like, almost like a little club where we see each other at conferences, and, like, you know your dogs are there, and it just, you just know you're going to have a good time with these people. None of us knew each other in school, not a single one of us, and there's five or six of us, and it's like, when we get together at conferences, you know, it's like, all right, at least I know, you know, I got these folks here.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool to hear that the, you know, UGA connection continues on post-grad. So definitely something that I'm looking forward to, but that's awesome that it's worked out that way for you.
It's such a cool thing, you know?
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, I promised I wouldn't take up too much of your time.
Oh, you're fine.
But I would love, so kind of moving forward, I would love, now if this is asking too much or if you don't have time, that's totally fine. But you are the first person that we've kind of you know, that I've interviewed for this series. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure where, how it's going to go. Like I mentioned, there might be an audio element. So if you have time and if you have the opportunity, what I would love, is if you could record yourself just like a 30 second elevator pitch, basically about your podcast. That would be awesome. And now, you know, you could include whatever you want. If you want to include the intro to your show, that would be awesome. If you just want to do, you know, you speaking, that would be awesome. But I really do think having some sort of audio element in this highlight would be really beneficial because of, you know, the podcast medium.
Of course. That's awesome.
And then also, if you have any, like, pictures of yourself, you know, so that could be, you know, your logo, I would appreciate that, but also pictures of you in action. So you at a, you know, at a conference, or you actually, doing a podcast, if you have that,
I sure do.
That would be awesome. I will take anything you have. And then, like I said, kind of play around with it and then come up with something. But
you can, if you look on our, look on the Instagram page for the podcast.
Yes.
It's there's an underscore between every word. It's now underscore more underscore than underscore ever. I make these promo videos for every guest of, like, you know, you take a little clip, and some of it is I've taken pictures of, like, screenshots of us doing it while we're recording, and then some of it is like I've grabbed, you know, publicly available stuff. So you just may find something that's interesting there as well. And you're welcome to use any portion of any show that you'd like.
Awesome.
As well. So the intro is kind of like, the intro is like, we make a new one every week, and it starts out with like some kind of weird soundbite, and then it grabs that clip of Kirby saying, it's time to fucking go.
Right.
And then, like, goes into the theme song. But I don't know, with the explicit, I don't know if they'll, like, want you to use that part, so.
Yes, I'm sure I can find some way to, you know, omit that.
Coach, you know, so.
Yes, exactly. That's awesome. Well, do you have any kind of, you know, final thoughts or anything that we didn't touch on that you'd like me to know?
Yeah, no, except for, you know, that I do think that it's funny. Maybe not explicitly, like an exact thing that I can point to, but I will say that, like, almost everything that I've done in my career, I can trace to the education that I got at Georgia and at Grady. And some of that is just the, like, the power of the brand. You know, if you tell somebody you went to Georgia and you're, you know, you went to the journalism school, they're, like, automatically impressed. Whether you're, you know, worth being impressed over or not, you know, it's definitely, you know, something that all of our grads can kind of point to. And then all of the things that, you know, that they emphasize, especially, you know, I kind of said at the beginning, but I'll emphasize it again, the ability to write, whether it's writing the intro or, you know, for me, whether it's writing the intro or writing a commercial for a client or writing a fundraising letter, all of that is a direct, you know, sort of result of my, you know, my education at Georgia.
That's awesome. That is really, really incredible and definitely good to hear. And I think awesome for, you know, people listening to hear that as well, whether they're alums or students. So I really do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. And then I will definitely be in touch if I have any follow-up questions or anything like that. And then once we kind of figure out a plan, I'll let you know when the post will roll out.
And I'll send you this. I'll send you this 30-second thing. And, you know, don't feel like you're, you know, don't feel like you're ever bothering me. Like, I'm happy to, you know, help you get whatever you need. It's actually, like, I tell reporters this all. A lot of what I do, frankly, like, as a job, is talk to reporters.
Right.
And the thing that I like to do is help people get good stories. So, you know, feel free to use me however you need to in that respect.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. It is much appreciated.
Awesome. Yeah. You have it was good to talk to you. Thank you for thinking of me, and have a great weekend.
Yes, absolutely. You too. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.